Colossians chapter 1, verse 24. Still I'm looking to the uttermost part of the earth, that group over there. Somebody read that verse to me, please. Thank you, Stephen.
Chapter 1, verse 24?
Yes, please.
Okay. Who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh, for his body's sake, which is the church.
His body, which is the church. Clear? Very clear now? So when we talk about the church, the living organism, the church is the body of Christ, where every member is there. I cannot add you to the body. I cannot take you out of the body. The Lord adds to the assembly. The Lord does that work. When you get saved, the Spirit of God seals you and you are added to the body. That is a privilege. That is a privilege. Now, with the privilege comes what? With the privilege comes what?
Responsibility.
Responsibility. So turn now to 1 Timothy chapter 3. Because that's the verses that Brother Chris was mentioning. I need somebody to read to me verse 15. I am looking for... Let me see here. I'm not going to the uttermost part of the earth. Kurt. Kurt Ajami. Little Kurt, not big Kurt. Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 3, and read to me verse 15.
But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how... Thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of the truth.
Thank you. The house of God, which is what? The church of the living God. But he's telling Timothy here, hey, listen, there is a responsibility that you have, Timothy, to know how to behave yourself in the house of God. The house of God is also built up by stones, right? Are they dead stones? Are they dead stones? Was Peter a dead stone? A little stone? A living stones. That's why Peter in his epistle speaks about living stones. So that's a building here. The body, the church, the house, it's all speaking of the same thing. The church of God, the assembly of God, the house of God, the body of Christ, all speak of the same thing so far, right? Because the scripture explain itself. You just gotta read it. You gotta read it. In the house of God, the matter of behavior and conduct. So you need to know how to do that. How are you going to find out how to drive a car? You read what? A manual. Right? And this is what we're going to talk about in the next few minutes or so. What is the apostle teaching? What is the doctrine? So when we look around, we see, okay, I don't have to look at any place else. I have the word of God, and I look at it and said, yes, this is, they do the apostle doctrine. And I'll stop there.
So I'd like to suggest we turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. What Brother Emil has introduced us to through 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15 is that the house of God, the assembly, is a place of order, is a place that maintains discipline, and that is all connected to the teachings of the apostle, which they have received of the Lord. And 1 Corinthians chapter 11 gives us an order. First, a creatorial order in verse 3. But I would have you to know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. In verse 3. But I would have you to know that the head of every man is Christ, the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. I'd like to come down to verse 7. But now let's read verse 4. Every man praying or prophesying, having his head covered, dishonors his head. But every woman that prays or prophesieth with her head uncovered dishonors her head, for that it is even as one as if she was shaved. For if the woman be not covered, let her also be shorn. But if it be a shame for a woman to be shorn or shaved, let her be covered. For a man indeed ought not to cover his head, for as much as he is the image and glory of God. But the woman is the glory of the man. For the man is not of the woman, but the woman of the man. Neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man. For this cause ought the woman to have authority on her head because of the angels. Now, I mention this here because we speak about the apostles' teachings. And this is a very important aspect of the teachings of the apostles. We learn that from God's perspective, Christ as a man, Christ is seen as the head of the man. The man is seen as the head of the woman. And the woman is in submission to the man who is her head. In the assembly, who does God want to see magnified? It is not the woman. It is not even the man. It is Christ. And because of this, when we come together in local assembly settings, the scriptures and the teachings of the apostles here say that the woman who is the glory of the man, that she should be veiled. And that the glory, the natural glory as of her hair, should be covered as a sign that she understands the order that God has laid out. That when we come together and Christ is in the midst, it is not now for me, the man, to display the glory of the man, which is the woman. That should be covered so that the only person that is magnified and seen is Christ. This is an important teaching because in some circles, sisters do not cover their heads. It means that they don't understand the teachings of headship, that they should be under the authority of the man, covering their glory. The man not seen, but Christ, who is in the midst, is seen and magnified. There is no man to be, no single man or system that should be established and upheld, except what we find in the scriptures, that Christ is in the center and the Spirit of God. His work is to point us to Christ so that he is magnified before God. Others will build on this, but this is what we should see in New Testament churches that have these four anchors, the apostles' doctrine and teachings.